Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Time Clock Radio. This afternoon's show, we will study the doctrine of suffering with Christ. And let me say at the top of the show that the postmodern church does not teach this vital doctrine. This doctrine of full suffering with Jesus. Now, it is prominent in the New Testament. It is prominent in the book of Acts. It is prominent in the writings of Paul. It is prominent in the writings of Peter. It is prominent in the Word of God. This doctrine is also prominent in church history. Now, I want to stress the importance of this particular doctrine for every believer, And, for instance, in the book of Acts, we read about Stephen, who was the first martyr of the church, and he gave his life. Because he preached the Word of God. He preached to the people the necessity of understanding of who Jesus is, that he is the Messiah. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. He is Jesus, the Messiah of Israel. And Stephen reviewed church history, and from church history he showed to the auditors who Jesus was and who he is, because Jesus was, Jesus is a lie, and this is prominent in his, in the teaching and ministry of this great man, Stephen. The church was persecuted in the book of Acts. The disciple, the apostle, who the word apostle, apostle means sent one, and the sent ones were persecuted for preaching the name of Jesus. I want you to note that at the beginning, even in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "In this world, you shall have tribulation." In the Greek, Jesus said, "In this world, or in the cosmos, you will be in tight places." In the cosmos, you will be in tight places, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the cosmos. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the cosmos. So Jesus tells us the fact what to expect in the death. And so I want you to understand why I'm teaching this, because there are those who profess the name of Jesus, and those who profess his name stop short of complete and total commitment to Jesus, that which means to take up the cross daily and to follow. They stop short of that radical commitment, because they know what it entails. It entails a type of persecution which they do not desire to endure. And so Soren Kierkegaard called it the halt. Please read Kierkegaard and read what he calls the halt. Very, very important. Now, other believers have suffered in church history for the name of Jesus and for the gospel. For instance, you might want to read Fox's book that he marked the unabridged verge. You would want to read that book. You would want to read Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. It is the first Western novel. It is also a very, very important book that every believer should read. So, Fox's Book of Martyrs, and by John Bunyan, Children's Progress. Another book that one should read is called Jesus Truth. This book is much like Fox's Book of Martyrs in that this book is filled with the testimony of saints who gave their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ. A very important book. So, this is what Paul writes in Romans. This is Romans 8. And this is what Paul writes in Romans 8:18. Quote, "For I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation is subject to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one subjected in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God." Very important verse. Now, co-suffering with Jesus is a very powerful doctrine. So I have some other verses for you. Now I'm going to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Paul writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles or tribulations, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with comfort we ourselves receive from God. But just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ," I want you to get the language. I want you to hear. "For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." Now, if you hear this statement, it is very important. Now, a lot of the so-called apologists of today and the theologians of the church of today are unwilling to take this step. They halt, because they know what this means. And so they will not pierce through that veil to complete surrender to Jesus. Take up the cross daily, follow him, something they are not willing to do. Because the cross leads us out from our so-called comfort zone. Cross is forced to surrender some things that are important, that is, our idolatry that we are unwilling to surrender for the cross. Now we can write articles and books and the scriptures, but in our hearts we know that we have been unwilling to take that step of following Jesus in complete surrender. Yes, we can even speak glorious, and we can speak with wonderful and enchanting speech about the nail-pierced hand. We will not want to co-identify with the crucified. He goes on, if we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same suffering we suffer. We hope, and our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. Very, very important verse. And you see why the postmodern church with its emphasis on psychotheology and politics and other social issues is unwilling to teach this very important and simple doctrine. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning at verse 10, 2 Timothy 2:10, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure or suffer, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. We are faithful, he remains faithful, but he cannot disown himself. I want you to really grasp the power of the link that Paul uses. We die with him. We shall also live if we endure, if we endure tribulation. And just think of the many books that have been written about you for believers that stop short of complete commitment. Yes, there are wonderful testimonies, there are heart-wrenching testimonies, but then you see that many problems that believers have in Christ and the church is because they have been led astray by the fact of theologians. Believers must understand what Paul has said. Believers must get back to the Word of God. Stop relying on the Word of man. The Word of God is necessary and vital for our lives, whereas the Word of man is not. The Word of God. If you get a moment, please read Paul's letter to the Philippians. It is a very interesting book, and in fact, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 29, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Now, think about this. Why would suffering with Christ be neglected in the church? Think about why. Let me tell you that God uses suffering to shape our lives. God uses suffering in our lives to conform us to the image of his dear Son. God uses suffering to give us hope so that we would stop leaning on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. Suffering makes us to depend on God. Suffering gives us hope in God so that we will not rely on ourselves, on man, on folks, on what we feel in holy, but on the living word of God, which is hope this episode has been helpful to you. God bless you. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.